AAVE falls 22% as whales exit. Amid kelp-dyo fallout, AAVE fell about 22% in the hours after the 294 Mallard's kelp-dyo bridge exploit, with on-chain data showing large holders trimming positions across lending markets, according to reporting from Crypto Potato on April 19, 2026. The sell-off followed the exploit's knock-on effect on RSETH, the liquid restaking token that had been deposited as collateral inside Aave and was frozen after the bridge drain. The Aave protocol was not breached. The market simply priced in the fact that one of its collateral assets now carried an open-ended recovery question. Why AV got caught in the kelp DAO blast radius, Aave holds a meaningful pool of RSETH-backed debt positions. RSETH is issued by Kelp DAO, and its redemption plumbing runs through the bridge that was drained. When RSETH deposits and withdrawals froze, borrowers using it as collateral could not adjust cleanly, and lenders had no reliable mark for the collateral supporting their loans. That is the specific reason AAVE's token took the hit. A protocol that was fine the day before was suddenly being repriced for a risk it could not fully quantify. Traders did not wait for a governance post. They sold first and sorted the details later. The whales moved first, then the candle moved. Crypto Potato cited on-chain flows, showing whales reducing AAVE exposure through the morning of April 19, 2026. The sequence was the usual one after a DeFi shock. The largest accounts act, smaller holders follow once the price prints, and the token spends the next 12 to 24 hours looking for a floor. The second order question is whether any of the exiting whales were themselves RSETH borrowers on Aave, forced to unwind mechanically rather than by choice. If so, part of the 22% drop has a concentrated supply driver that can fade once positions clear. If the selling was discretionary, the repricing is stickier. The macro tape made it worse. Bitcoin was already under pressure before the Aave selling started. As of April 19, 2026, BTC sat around 75,422, down 2.2% on the day, with ETH at 2,329, 3.3%, SOL at 85.43, 3.4%, and XRP at 143, 2.8%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 54, neutral but softer than earlier in the week. A risk-off tape is the worst possible backdrop for a token digesting a contagion headline. AAVE's 22% drop sits well outside the 3% to 4% band, where the large caps traded, which is the useful data point. The market is treating this as token-specific structural risk, not a broad crypto drawdown. What has to land before AAVE stabilizes? Three things decide the recovery path. First, how much of the drained 294 Mallard kelp DAO can actually claw back through layer zero or on-chain negotiation with the exploiter. Second, how AV governance handles the frozen RSETHs. A clean unwind, a socialized loss, or a backstop fund each produce different price outcomes for AAV. Third, whether other lending venues holding RSETH collateral or using similar liquid restaking tokens show the same freeze pattern over the next 48 hours. Until those items resolve, AAVE trades on position flow and rumor, not on the lending protocol's fundamentals. For users who hold assets through custodial spending apps or self-custody cards, the broader lesson is the same one that shows up after every DeFi contagion. Counterparty and collateral chains matter as much as the front-facing product.